Freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We gotta stop them! They're gonna kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone or human being!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so obvious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part. And you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop. And you've got to win the change of the people who run it, to the people who own it. That unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Rest! You tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
We did not engage in conflict that was out of line with our mission.
Is it disloyalty? Is it treason to oppose the hands of tyranny? Never!
I will never send troops anywhere on a mission of that kind without telling them that if somebody shoots at them, they can darn well shoot back.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me,
give me liberty! Oh, give me!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given right, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point. On Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, in Studio B at revolution.radio.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And yeah, we're going to get back to your host.
Let me check my volume level, which I forgot to do. That's not bad. Well, welcome to Matrix Warriors. I'm your host, Jay Parker. It's Saturday, the 2nd of April, 2022. And I've just been fighting with computers all day. Lovely time. Good old CIA technology. They really care about you. They really do. I mean, they built the web so everybody would get hooked to it. And then they took it over. And now it's nothing but a pipe organ for the pedophile corporations. War. How's the war today? I'm sick of it. Really. You know, some days I get up and I just wish, hey, nuke the whole thing. Just nuke the whole thing. I don't care anymore. I mean, when I think of the 3 million children in my generation that were subjected to MK Ultra, it's like, that's a lot of kids being raped, tortured, drugged, beaten. You think anybody knows about that? Yeah, maybe, I would say maybe 1 million people on the planet know about Monarch and MK Ultra. Maybe 1 million. Sad, isn't it? We've gotten to a place in America where 850,000 children disappear every year. It's not even an issue. It's not even an issue. I mean, think about that. It's over 750,000 children every year. Poof, gone. And it's not even an issue. And yet you think you're living in a righteous society. Ah, the shining city on the hill. I'm just saying, America's comeuppance is going to be harsh. Yeah, it's kind of funny, you know. The whole world's laughing at us. And rightly so. Rightly so. I mean, I don't know how you could be degraded more than to put pedophile Joe Biden, you know, install him as the president. I mean, everybody in the world, even Illuminati people, even dark occult all over the world, look at that and just, you know, they shake their head. If Americans will put up with that level of being defecated on, you know, bring them down because they're a danger to the world. And America really is a danger to the world because it's not America. It's the pedophile Illuminati. And boy, they're coming out of the woodwork, aren't they? All 40 million dark occult. I just want to say that there's an issue with that, you know, the Republicans in Florida, you know, passed this bill that the left is saying is a don't say gay bill. Nothing of the sort. But what amazes me is they said you're not allowed to talk about sex until the third grade. So strangers are allowed to talk about sex and homosexuality and gender dysphoria and all that stuff once your child is 10 years old. I don't know. I would think, why don't we leave all that stuff for high school? You know, 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade. By 10th grade, they're around 16 years old. They've been around the block a little bit. They might have an understanding that's more mature. I mean, we're fighting to keep 10-year-olds from being groomed. That's insane. I mean, that's insane. And I'm not really wishing that, you know, there's a total collapse in America and it gets really ugly and we have blood in the streets. I'm not wishing for that at all. I'm not looking forward to that if it should happen. But I'm going to be honest about what's going on out there. The global elite have gotten together and made up this Ukraine war story. And basically, as far as I know, as far as you know, it's all it is. It's a television, media-driven narrative. I mean, yes, I can see Putin sending his soldiers in. I mean, if you got 11 to 25 bioweapons labs, and there are reports of these weapons labs are looking to collect Russian-only RNA, well, gee, I can put two to two together. I would say they're trying to build a bioweapon that will just affect ethnic Russians. You know, the lying that's going on in the Western media, it's beyond human comprehension. But it just shows the level of ignorance of the people in the West. I mean, they wouldn't know Jordan Maxwell's name if it was tattooed on their chest. You know what I mean? And, you know, Jordan died this week. And I just want to say, job well done. He followed truth. And as Gandhi said, there's no higher God than truth. And yes, there's objective truth. It's not my feelings are more important than your facts. That's what's got us into this state where they can shut down the energy grid, shut down the pipelines. Biden's shutting down more than just one pipeline, folks. According to Alex Jones, he shut down hundreds of them. I mean, they're getting ready. They're turning the spigot off. 60% of the coal-burning electric generators in America have been shut down. 60%. Now, coal with scrubbers on the stacks only produce carbon dioxide and water vapor. That's it. But this whole thing, oh, carbon dioxide is going to kill the planet. I mean, it's just insane. You've got people teaching this to children, and it's completely contrary to known science. How is that even possible in a public school? Why can't we sue these school districts for lying to our children and teaching our children that which is totally false? I don't know. It gets me. Really does. I mean, you got 40% of the country, you know, at the most, at least it's hardcore in the mid-30s, you know, thinking that carbon dioxide is going to kill the planet, that the oceans are going to rise. Excuse me. I saw a video on YouTube where they said in the next couple of years, the oceans are going to rise 5 inches. You may not think that's a lot, but it's significant because at certain high tides, you know, Miami's already in trouble and they have to pump out massive amounts of water. to keep the flooding down. And a lot of people don't know about that, but it's true. But that doesn't mean that the oceans are rising at an exponential rate. I'll tell you what ocean rise is. The Younger Dryas Cataclysm in 9600 BC. Yeah, 30 inches. Not 30 inches. I mean, 30 feet in 24 hours. And eventually, we got an increase of 350 feet. All the coastal cities gone. And that's where 90% of the people live. Yeah, we went right back to pointy stick world. And we're doing it again. You ought to see these globalist pedophiles in Dubai right now. It's the global governance, I'm doing my show. I haven't turned my phone off. I'm not going to. So they're in Dubai, Klaus Schwab and all the other traders. And they're openly talking about the United States is ready to go to a digital public currency, blockchain, that the government will control. And they're giving human rights talking points. Well, before we do this, we really need to have a human rights treaty on this. It's a joke. It's like the UN Human Rights Accords. They've never been followed. In fact, one of the greatest human rights violators in the world has always been the United Nations. Look at the child trafficking the United Nations has done. Look at the genocide committed by the UN peacekeeping troops. I mean, there are hundreds and thousands of articles. But it's like 850,000 children that go missing in America every year. Meh. It's nothing. Out of sight, out of mind. And I posted an interview I did with Alfred Weber back in 2013, right after the Free Your Mind 2. And a lot of people don't understand, but I'm going to make a clarification on this, of what my position on Christianity is, okay? As far as I go, I've received a lot of help in my spiritual life from the truth that's in the Christian gospel. And I've given my life to that template of spiritual truth. I consider the real Christ spirit to be my master. If I can even say, it's not even a master-slave relationship. I mean, just because the Illuminati have twisted, well, there's 41,000 changes to the Bible, just from the pressing of the King James Version in 1611. 41,000 changes. Who do you think the publishers are? The Illuminati. They control the schools. They control the churches. I mean, how many churches stood up for the constitutional rights of religious freedom? during the COVID-19 scandemic. Maybe five in the entire United States did not bend the knee to bow. And people think, oh, yeah, we're Christians. No, you're not. I mean, you're sitting there arguing with one another about when the rapture is going to come. Rather than fighting this pedophile agenda. Rather than exposing this Rockefeller Operation Lockstep. I mean, really, you know, one thing I'm sure of is that the God of the universe hates cowards. And when I see the Christian church today, yeah, basically I see a bunch of cowards. It's so sad. They don't get it. They really don't get what Christ was trying to teach them. Jesus Christ would rather die than cooperate with evil. Period. End of story. Why do you think he said, anyone that follows me, be prepared to be a martyr? Because he knew what was going on in this world. He was under no illusions. He knew that the pedophiles and the mind controllers completely controlled this worldwide society. And if you're going to stand up for truth, if you're going to be a vessel of love, baby, you're on the wrong planet. And I don't really, you know, George Carlin made jokes about it. Every time a leader in America stood up and said, you know, we ought to love one another and we ought to make freedom and caring about one another the primary reason we're here. Man, put a bullet in their head, right? Like JFK, like RFK, like Malcolm X, like MLK. Yeah, obviously we're just not ready for someone to say, hey, why don't we love one another? Why don't we cooperate with one another and make this a better world? Nah, not interested in that. I'm going to lie, cheat, and steal and crawl my way up the totem pole of feces that the Illuminati have set up so I can be a big, big man like Joe Biden. I can still see my brother James coming into the, walking through the bedroom door from the outside yard. And me and my brother John were in there. It was about 1961. And he said, I met this guy today, Joe Biden, and he's going to be a really big deal someday. Yeah, he's going to be the guy to flush the toilet on what's left of America. And he's doing it. I mean, there's probably a half dozen globalist organizations in the last 60 years that have talked about doing a pandemic to bring in the New World Order and global government. And they openly have a global government conference in Dubai right now. And they're all getting up there saying it's time for a New World Order. Is the world ready for the New World Order? These are all traitors against humanity. These are all either Illuminati or bought and paid for stooges who think if they cooperate with the evil, maybe they won't be murdered with their families. So what do you got? You got amoral, you got cowardice. And with being amoral and being a coward, this is the world you get. Enjoy. But I'm telling you, the American dollar hegemony is on the way out. When Nigeria and Saudi Arabia are talking to China about them buying oil in yuan, the Chinese currency, rather than the U.S. dollar. Goodbye. See you later. 50% drop in standard of living in 1 month. I've only seen a few people. I'm just looking at some of the comments on the Revolution Radio chat room. I've only seen a few people. InfoWars, a couple other people on the web have stated that something smells about the whole Will Smith slapping incident. You know, Chris Rock stuck his face out, put his hands behind his back. The amount of free publicity that the Oscars got from pulling that stunt was worth hundreds of millions of dollars. Now, the Oscars, I don't know, but the year before this year, they got like 5 million views. Well, InfoWars does more than that in one day. Joe Rogan does twice that with every podcast he puts out. And they spend hundreds of millions of dollars getting ready for the Oscar show each year. It's a total, you know, nobody cares. Nobody's watching it. Except people in the industry and people who are celebrity psychopaths. But next year, you're going to see before the Oscars a bunch of people commenting, oh, what's going to happen at the Oscars this year? Tune in. We'll see who gets slapped this year. I mean, it's just, I mean, if you cannot see how obvious a false flag and a setup this incident was, I don't know what to say to you. Because let me tell you, if somebody walked up on stage and smacked me, I don't care how big the guy is. I'm going back and I'm taking him down. And sure, he might get beat the crap out of me. I don't care. You got to make a stand as a man when you get hit. You just don't take that. And plus, it just seemed so well scripted, the whole thing. If you look at the reactions of the people, the whole thing. And of course, Will Smith's wife suffers from, I think it's called alopecia or whatever, and she's losing her hair. So she does a buzz cut so she doesn't have to deal with the condition. But that's okay because Pfizer is coming out with a new drug just for that condition. And it's in the third phase of trials. And who's the sponsor of the Oscars? Pfizer. What a joke. Yeah, but, you know, it did get Hunter Biden's laptop off the news for a couple days, so, you know, success. I mean, it's bad. You know, I used to have, you used to do a Google search on me, and it would pull up 2 pages of interviews and lectures and articles on my work exposing the Illuminati pedophiles. 2 pages. And we're talking 60, 70 hits. I mean, right there, right in front of you. Video interviews, articles, all kinds of links. Now, they're all gone. And Google's doing that to everything that relates to truth. Everything. Oh, you're anti-climate change? Well, you're not going to be on their search engine anymore. Oh, you've got some scientific facts that carbon dioxide is a plant fertilizing gas? And the more carbon dioxide you have on your planet, the greener your planet becomes. Well, you don't want that because then the Africans could be growing food for themselves. No, you want to keep that carbon dioxide level down as low as you can. Because you want to sell, fertilizer. You want to sell GMO crops. You don't want nature to succeed. Heaven forbid. I mean, all these people like Greta Thunberg. Oh, how dare you? Climate change. Can't any of these people that are so concerned about saving the planet? I don't hear one of them talking about Fukushima. Not one of them. I don't hear one of them talking about chemtrails and weather manipulation. Not one of them. That's because they're all bought and paid for by the pedophiles. You know, lovely time had by none. Well, according to Edward Snowden and the Hourglass and Looking Glass DARPA project, I'm sure it had so many names I can't even remember. But they all, you know, the people that have talked about this material said that human consciousness converged in an anti-elite mindset by 2024. well, 2023 is when, if you're an elite pedophile, you're hiding. So the Illuminati only have 10 months left. 270 plus million third world Africans and Asians are going to starve to death this year. That's according to the UN. Well, how come nobody's talking about that? When you sit and do nothing and say nothing to this level of genocide, when you got people like Jeff Bezos running around in a $500 million yacht, and I'd have to do some investigation in this, and I was talking with my house, one of my housemates about it. You'll love this. So Bezos has this huge yacht built. Now, I think it's in the Netherlands. Now, where the dock he had the ship built, in order for him to get the ship out to open sea, he has to actually take down a public bridge. I mean, a classic Illuminati can't think to save their lives. Of course not, because they're in the R complex. They don't have any frontal lobe stuff going on. That's why they hire Rand Corporation to think for them. That's why they have all these foundations and they test and find all these geniuses that have no morality and it'll bring forth the agenda. Because the elite are inbred psychopaths. I'm surprised they can even put their diapers on. But this is the last year for the Illuminati, according to Hourglass and Looking Glass. So if they don't get it done now, if they don't drop the hammer this year, if they don't bow up to the entire world and say, obey or die, they could be in real trouble. So obviously they're at an accelerated pace of trying to get their agenda in. And with an accelerated pace, they have to create crisis after crisis after crisis. You know, as the Freemasons say, it's order out of chaos. So they got to create the chaos. They're doing a good job of it. They're shutting off all the coal-fired power plants in America. 60% of them gone. But the Chinese and the Indians in India, they have no restrictions on their coal-fired power plants. They can do whatever they want. Because white man bad. It's all whitey's fault. It's ridiculous. Utterly ridiculous. And I don't think they're getting away with it. And I really believe that Ian Lex Lungold, the guy who did the mind cosmology, where he talked about the 8-step mind pyramid. Great talk. If you haven't seen it, You're missing an understanding that is cosmic. Because you got to ask yourself, how did the Mayans know about the Cretaceous period, the Mesozoic period? How did they know about these periods in Earth's biological evolution that happened billions of years ago? And how did they nail it perfectly? Makes you wonder. Really makes you wonder. Oh, do you think that maybe because some of the priests in that society were actually righteous and moral, that they could communicate with the higher dimensions of human spirituality and obtain truth and understanding? That's what all the avatars did. They said, hey, you want truth? You want understanding? Clean your act up. You know, I know that certain Christians say, like Martin Luther, that the Book of James is a epistle of straw, and that we're not saved by works, but we're saved by grace. That's obvious. That's obvious. Anyone that walks in the spirit of love and truth and really makes a commitment. You get to a point where you go like, how did I get here when I was one of the masses? And I believed what they believed. How did I get this understanding I have now? And you just sit there and you go like, well, that's a miracle of God. That I can see what the others refuse to see, that can't see. And I don't blame the ignorant wholeheartedly. I really don't. Because 79 vaccinations, eating GMO food, drinking fluoride, being subjected to bisphenol A, atrazine, all these gender bender chemicals. I mean, we've been under attack since agricultural secretary, I'm trying to think of his first name. I can't think of his first name. But it was Nixon's agriculture secretary. His name was Butts. His last name was Butts. I can actually see him in my mind's eye, so to speak. He was bald, had glasses. For some reason, I think it was William. But what he did in the early 70s at the agricultural department was ancient wheat is about 4 feet tall. Therefore, it's susceptible to wind damage. So what they did using radiation, this is before gene CRISPR technology, using radiation, they mixed wheat with certain grasses, and they totally changed the wheat genetically and brought it down to a plant that was about 2 feet high, stopping all the wind damage. And because they hybridized it in such a way, the yields went up like tenfold. So it was like 10 times more wheat and it's 2 feet high. Unfortunately, it also basically was poison. But, you know, you got to make a profit. So if you got to sell poison to make a profit, I mean, ask McDonald's. It's a great business to be in. Because as long as you invest in medical pharmacia, big pharma, and for-profit health stock, you know, poison them and then make money off of curing them. Yeah, there's no cures. When was the last time anything got cured? Think about that. Billions and billions of dollars in research. Nothing gets cured. I mean, if it's not obvious to you that we're being played, you know, it's just hilarious. Really is. So, some people are saying Putin shut off the gas to Europe, to EU. Maybe he has, maybe he hasn't. I'm going to wait a couple of days to see if I keep seeing that in the news, quote, end quote. But it's April, so they don't need gas to heat their houses as much. They'll find some way around it, I'm sure. But it just doesn't matter. The agenda by the Chi-Com trader Biden and the Bilderberg World Economic Forum. What's next? Well, right now, the collapse of the dollar, and then we're going to have a Russian cyber attack. Take down the web, which then, if you want to get back on the new web, well, you're going to need digital ID, don't you think? I would say so. Right? Total loss of all freedom. That's what we're looking at. Total loss of all freedom. Yeah, that's not good. Good old Mars-Saturn conjunction? Oh, when's that going to happen? I don't like the sound of that. See, as Manly P. Hall said, if you think that the stars up there are just for amusement and, you know, jokey item newspaper horoscopes, you have no idea of the matrix of the machine that we're in. Those things really do affect human consciousness. Don't ask me how, but you go through history and you'll find every time the elite did a big deal, they always lined it up with something important in the heavens. And if you go back in the Old Testament, it says the patriarchs knew the message of the stars. They were stellar cult first. And they could read the signs and what the stars were portending and how it was affecting society. Ah, but you're not allowed to talk about that now. That's voodoo, right? You know, you really ought to look at totally what's written in the New Testament. There's some really amazing stuff in there. Really open your eyes to completely different understanding from the status quo that's being pushed right now. St. Paul talking about You know, the all truth. The all truth. What's the importance of living a life based on the all truth? Could it be truth in everything? Not just spiritually, but in your physical walk on this earth? Probably. What about some guys were doing some stuff and it was against the law, but they didn't judge themselves and condemn themselves, so God didn't either. What's with that? All I'm saying is the grace of God is a lot bigger than what we're espousing on this place. All you got to do is say to the universe, help me, teach me, I will learn and do good. And every day you'll get another message. Every day you'll run into more information that grows your soul. It's not a bad walk. That's what you're here for. You're here to make a stand for truth. You're here to make a stand to help one another, to love one another. Not really that difficult. It just blows my mind. The amount of liars and selfish people. It's bad parenting. I mean, if you have children, generation after generation, receiving disinformation and Satanism light. I call it Satanism light, but there's nothing light about it. It's the whole attitude that if you don't have an attitude about yourself that you're a cell in the body of Christ, in the spiritual higher consciousness body. And you can put a Jesus label on it. You can put a Christ, a Buddha label on it. Let me tell you, when Christ said, many people from East and West will sit at my banquet table, but you who claim to be my disciples will not be there. Gee, what's he mean by that? I would say you got to put your money where your mouth is. You got to actually do the word. You actually have to be the living word. If you don't want to go all in, back with you. Because you're not understanding the situation rationally and truthfully. Now, my father said to me on many occasions that this place was hell. Well, of course it's hell. You and the 15% of the world's population who are generational mind-controlled Satanists are making it hell. Everything you do, everything you create, from the banking system to the military-industrial complex to the corporations that destroy the ecology. I mean, I remember back in the 70s, people complaining about the Russian trawlers, which were huge factory fishing ships, gigantic compared to the fishing fleets of most countries. Massive ships. Not as big as aircraft carriers, but probably half as big. Some of them. And they had these diamond nets, these nets that were, the holes in the nets were so small that the smaller fish could not wriggle out of the nets. So they were killing the babies as they were killing the mature fish. So literally they were just sweeping the ocean of all life. And it was well known that this practice needed to stop. That it was too greedy, that it was ecologically not going to be good for the planet. But since you have corporations that control governments and control the UN, nothing in 50 years has been done to change this godforsaken policy of destroying the ocean's marine life. And now a few people are talking about it, that it doesn't look good. Big surprise. So where are all the ecological warriors? Oh, they're so worried about climate change. But they don't say a word about geoengineering chemtrails. They don't say a word about Fukushima. They don't say a word about, here, I'll throw a little tidbit out at you. In northwestern France, there is a point of land called Brittany. It's right next to Normandy, which is directly across this English Channel from England. Well, I'm going to have to take a break, and then I'll tell you this really good ecology story. It's Matrix Warriors on Revolution Radio.
It's no secret that the so-called mainstream media is best described as controlled propaganda. Countless news stories are either totally ignored or spun with half-truths, and because of this, essential facts and vital information are often compromised. Join Dr. Ott every Friday night on Studio B at 10 p.m. Eastern and learn why The Story Behind the Story was nominated for a Peabody Award in its second year of producing unparalleled broadcasting excellence in 1997. That is, if you really care about learning the truth.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Are you interested in the paranormal?
Murder mystery. Real natural law. Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crypt Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Rick's hyphen thinking. Welcome to the Crypt.
You going back in?
There's still men out there.
God damn.
When I go home, people ask me, "Hey, Hoot, why do you do it, man? Why? Some kind of war junkie?" I won't say a goddamn word. Why? They won't understand. They won't understand why we do it. They won't understand it's about the men next to you. And that's it. That's all it is.
Revolution Radio. FreedomSlips.com. Number one listener supported radio. The printing press for freedom at a time when freedom is needed the most.
The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates.
You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
And we're back. This is Matrix Warrior on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And I want to thank all the people out there supporting Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com by being a member for about $5 a month. And if you don't want to do a monthly membership, you can keep our servers going by just going to our swag page at freedomslips.com and picking out a gift for yourself for a one-time donation. And it's much appreciated because our archives are free for you to download anytime you wish. And since truth is disappearing off the web, as I say to everybody, you know, get a external hard drive and start putting interviews and videos, download info about what really is reality, because the Illuminati is not going to stop in their censorship or their control of information. In fact, the reason that we're in this dire strait is they have controlled our minds through their infiltrated religions and their academia, you know, for thousands and thousands of years. And the web woke a lot of people up to Plato's cave, realizing that what they were experiencing was not reality. It was just shadows cast on a wall by people that had not their best interest. So I was talking about Brittany in France, that point of France in the northwest that juts out into the Atlantic on the edge of the English Channel. And for the last 60 years, all of the radioactive waste, all of the radioactive waste from the nuclear power plants in Europe is being pumped out into the Atlantic Ocean and the English Channel. It's processed in Brittany and pumped right into the ocean. And in the Atlantic has the bigger pipeline for radioactive waste. And there's actually a dead area of ocean at the end of the Atlantic pipe. And there's the smaller pipe, which is going right into the English Channel. And this has been going on for 60 years. And I've read articles about it, and people, scientists and marine biologists and, yeah, all kinds of good people screaming up and down. What, are you crazy? Yeah, it's called pedophile Illuminati crazy, stupid. You don't get it, do you? The short gray aliens said, go ahead and wreck the place. We have the technology to fix it. So, voila, chemtrails. Voila, Fukushima. Voila, radioactive waste off of Brittany. Go ahead, pollute all you want. The short grays have got the technology to fix it. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you want to trust demons to pull you out of the ditch, I would say you're pretty much cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But, you know, it's an 11-dimension universe, according to NASA, which means to deceive. Yeah. We went to the moon in a rocket ship that has less computer power than an iPhone. Have you ever seen the film of the lunar module taking off from the moon and the colored rainbow things fly off from the LEM when the engines are turned on? And there's no cloud of dust, no fire. You know, when the LEM landed in all those lunar missions, there was no dust on any of the feet of the landing gear. They were all pristine. How do you land something with a chemical rocket in 6 inches of fine dust? And somehow you don't stir up any of the dust. We should ask Hollywood, right? I love the fact that, you know, Obama, people in NASA, you know, while we can only go to low Earth orbit, we can't go any higher. Yet people, you know, oh yeah, we went to the moon. Mm-hmm. Okay. In a beer can with a firecracker sticking out of it. Mm-hmm. How does a chemical rocket achieve thrust in a vacuum? In a practically infinite vacuum space? How does that work? in order to get thrust from a rocket, you're pushing against the air. And your rocket takes off. Well, there's nothing supposedly in outer space. It's a vacuum, right? I don't know. See, I don't believe anything here but God. I don't believe anything but the truth that love is the only thing that matters and that consciousness is the only thing that matters. Everything else is garbage. Everything else is a distraction. You came here to make a stand against evil, the worst kind of evil that could ever be imagined, the evil that is child predation, child murder. You came in here to say hell no to that. But you got distracted, and who wouldn't get distracted? I mean, I'm so worried right now about the NFL draft, I can hardly sleep at night. I mean, seriously. Do you know that the NFL actually went into court and said that they had the legal right, like the World Wrestling Federation, to rig and fix games because they were an entertainment business. And basically, the whole NFL is run by the mafia, you know, betting pool. Because every week, there are a couple of upsets that nobody saw coming. And my betting card has been destroyed. And I lost all my money because of these upsets in the football games that nobody saw coming. Amazing upsets where undefeated top-ranked teams will lose to the worst team in the league. And when you're betting on football, I mean, you want to try to make your odds better. So when you see a game where the top-ranked team is playing the bottom-ranked team, you're saying, well, that's a gimme. There's no way number one's going to lose to number 32. But, oh, there was an upset. Well, that's because the number one team was looking past the number 32 team, and they just didn't prepare well that week. And that's why you lost all your money. Mm-hmm. The things people believe. I mean, there are people that actually believe Joe Biden got the votes he got. Even though, for the first time in history, they stopped counting the votes in the middle of the night. Even though, in the first time in history, you could actually see vote dumps of hundreds of thousands for Biden and just a handful for Trump in states like Pennsylvania, where Trump was ahead by what? 600,000? And he lost? Yeah. And you notice that the Republicans, yeah, some of them complained and talked about doing something about it. But in actuality, nothing was done. Okay? Now, if we lived in a true free society, we would have said, well, whether the election was stolen or not, it's obvious by looking at this data from the election voting machines and such that there are anomalies here that don't look too good. So what we're going to do is we're going to go to a voting system just like Germany in Europe. You know, that modern society that makes Mercedes-Benzes and nuclear missile submarines for Israel? You know, that country. And last time I knew, Israel had three top-of-the-line Siemens German-made nuclear submarines. And I think, yeah, most subs that are missile carriers have about like 12 multiple warhead missiles, and each, like they were talking about. I was looking at the what is the name of this really huge sub that the Russians made. And it was just unbelievable, the firepower. And I think they have one or two left that they keep under the ice around the Arctic Circle. And, you know, if we get into a war, it'll surface, break the ice, and launch its missiles. And it has like a dozen missiles on it, at least. And each missile has 10 nuclear warheads on it. So let's say there's a dozen missiles on this huge, I think it's called Typhoon, but I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's massive. But you'll like this, right? Each warhead on the 10 warhead missile of this Russian submarine, each nuclear warhead is 100 kilotons powerful. Now, what was the Nagasaki and Hiroshima bomb? It is Typhoon class. And it was approximately 16 kilotons. And now I actually misspoke. It's 100 kilotons each nuke on top of the multiple warhead missile. So when you have a dozen missiles, and each of them have 10 MIRVs on it, and each MIRV has 100 kiloton bomb on it. So basically, the Hiroshima and Nagasaki bomb, which was very inefficient, produced 16 kilotons of dynamite in their explosion. I mean, pretty well flattened Nagasaki and Hiroshima. And that was 16 kilotons. Now, on this Russian MIRV system, each of the warheads, which can go to different places, are each rated at 100 kilotons, or basically six Hiroshima and Nagasaki bombs. Okay? Six of them. So, one Typhoon-class submarine has 120 MIRVs on it. 120. That means that one sub can take out the top two cities in every state in the United States and still have 20 nukes left over, right? And if you look at America and you say, well, I'm going to take a list, you could even Google a list and say the top 100 cities per population in the United States. I mean, if you dropped a nuke on the Empire State Building, that was six times more powerful than Hiroshima or Nagasaki. All I'm saying is, you know, see you later, alligator. I mean, the entire tri-state area of New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut, you know, see ya. And then there's, you know, there's, God knows how many, I mean, they have developed and learned how to make 20 megaton hydrogen bombs. 20 megaton hydrogen bombs. Now, somebody packing a couple of them on top of a missile? You know, talk about a doomsday machine. How is a nuclear war going to affect the atmosphere? Just saying. They banned testing above ground because they realized the pollution and the radioactive material was going all over the planet. But, I mean, one Typhoon Russian submarine, and I think there's two still in the water, but there's definitely one that's above the Arctic Circle waiting for the phone call from Putin. One submarine got more firepower than all the armies put together in World War II, without a doubt. And we've got hundreds of subs and thousands of nukes. I mean, if this starts, you know, all they have to do is just do one or two tactical nukes, right? Small nukes, like Hiroshima and Nagasaki sized, right? Yeah, you're going to wish that you could get a ticket to the Illuminati Valhalla underground, because this planet's going to be, well, I would say, how long is it going to take for the radiation to go away from something like this? I would say a long time. And then, what else is going on? I was talking to somebody the other day, and we were talking about the genetic manipulation mRNA shot. And they've done experiments where they've purposely messed up the genes of animals, and they wanted to see how long it would take nature to recover to the original genome. And basically, they came up with nature will recover in four generations if there is a catastrophe in the genome that causes a lot of stuff that's not supposed to be there. So that's nice to know with all the people that have taken the mRNA shot, that eventually the human race will recover from that genetic raping. But the thing is, you know, as far as I know, I mean, not too many children are being taken to term when the parents both have been injected with the mRNA. I mean, the amount of stillbirths and the amount of spontaneous abortions are huge. They're huge. So, you know, this is a Bill Gates eugenics depopulation weapon, without a doubt. Now, on the good side, folks, I just want to say that, you know, the Navy SEALs are suing the U.S. government over the mRNA jab. And just like David Malone, who has 10 patents on the mRNA technology and was on Joe Rogan, and Dr. Peter McCullough, and Dr. I think it's David Malone, on Joe Rogan. If you haven't watched those two doctors on Joe Rogan, and you haven't downloaded that podcast for posterity and put it on a flash drive or a external hard drive, I mean, you really should. I'm just saying, because we're saying, oh, the web will always be here. We'll always be able to find Mark Passio and some other people. Don't be too sure about that. I mean, I think of people like Chris Hedges getting banned from YouTube. I think of people like Sarah Westall getting banned from YouTube. And we're talking about people that basically were just saying WTF. I mean, really. They weren't pushing an agenda except truth, freedom, and take your foot off of the working class neck, you greedy Bezos POS. All right? But we've gotten to the point where, and I was saying to my neighbor the other day, he is working on his house, and in 1 month, the lumber cost for rehabbing his house went up $15,000 in 1 month. I'm like, I thought that nonsense ended a year ago. And he's there, oh no. More supply chain nonsense. $15,000 increase, and it's a two-story townhouse that he's having rehabbed. $15,000 increase in lumber cost in 1 month. In 1 month. Yeah, I bet Weyerhaeuser and Home Depot and Lowe's, I mean, they got to put their diapers on because they're laughing so hard, pissing themselves. They've got to have their diaper on. Absolutely. I mean, how many companies actually make lumber in America. What do you got? You got Weyerhaeuser and Georgia-Pacific? You know, there might be one other country, company, I mean. You know, it's just monopoly. Everywhere you look in our society, it's nothing but monopoly. I mean, you really want to scare yourself. Look at a chart of the corporations that are supplying your local supermarket. There's like 10 international conglomerates. And everything in that supermarket is coming from them. Unilever, Procter & Gamble, Nestle. It's crazy. Oh, yeah, you see on the shelves all these different companies. But just go up the pyramid one or two steps, and it's the same boardroom. I mean, what kind of world are we talking about when 80% of everything is owned by this 1% on top? And it's not 1%. Whoever said that should be taken out and drawn and quartered or, you know, tarred and feathered. It's like 0.00001. Because really, when it comes to owning the planet, when it comes to controlling the planet, superclass, 200,000 people own 80% of everything. They control this place. They own this place. And it's just what George Carlin said. You know, you have owners. They own this place. They own everything. They got the land. They got the government. They got the judges in their back pocket. They own this place. Period. And this is their, according to Operation Hourglass and, some of the other DARPA projects. I mean, Snowden said by 23, human consciousness does a huge shift and turns on the elite. So that means, you know, basically, we just started the fourth month. They got 8 months. 8 months left to achieve total lockdown of the human race on planet Earth. They got 8 months left. Think about that. Now, if you're a pedophile child killer and you know you've got 8 months left, according to this DARPA program, spyglass, hourglass, looking glass, whatever, you gotta be freaking out. You gotta be thinking, well, maybe we'll just head into our underground bases and nuke the place. Because look, you know, what did George Herbert Walker Bush say in 1991 when he was interviewed? Not only did he say publicly, if the American public knew what we Bushes had done to America, they would chase us down the street and hang us, you know, literally from the lampposts. But he said, and this is important for you to understand, we, meaning he's speaking for the elite, from the owners, okay? We will destroy this place rather than give up power. Now, there's only one way you can defeat somebody in a position of power like them, and that's with truth. That's with love. That's with awareness. You don't get the kind of awareness that we need by watching TV. You get it by reading Bruce Lipton. You get it by reading the Bible correctly, rightly dividing the word, realizing if something in there is against universal natural law, then it was added by the Illuminati. It's one of the 41,000 changes that have been done since 1611. As one professor said about the Old and New Testament, the English versions, 90% truth, 10% rat poison. And all you have to do is look at the church and compare it to the will of God and compare it to the reality of natural law. Well, they took the 10% of rat poison and threw out the 90% of truth. Unbelievable. But, hey, you can buy a politician and you can buy a pastor. What's amazing is you're actually buying them with money created out of thin air. And boy, that stuff isn't even going to be good toilet paper in a couple of months. Just joking. I'm sure the petrodollar will march on forever. I mean, just because that character Voltaire said every fiat currency returns to its intrinsic value eventually, which is zero, nothing. Don't listen to him. One of my best Voltaire quotes, and, I'm sure I'm paraphrasing this, but it goes, Earth is where the universe sends all its crazy people. I like that. That explains it. It helps me cope. I think, I'm just in an insane asylum. And I'm here to cure my spiritual, emotional, my insanity, my worldview, which is satanic. I want to take that from a satanic worldview and make it a holistic worldview based on natural law and based on divine truth. Every day I think about what the life I lived as a mind-controlled slave, stuffed full of devil spirits. And I look at myself now, and I'm just like, thank you. Thank you, God, for allowing me the incredible honor to reach out to abuse victims and just be there for them. I mean, to give me that honor, I mean, it just brings tears to my eye. It really does. I mean, to go from nothing to something, from negative to positive like that. I don't know how God did it. All I know is it happened. But I had to cooperate. I really did. I mean, I could have, when I got triggered, I could have grabbed a baseball bat and marched over to where my father was living and beat him to a pulp for what he did to me. But I didn't. I said, that's what they'd want me to do. What I'm going to do is find out all I can about this mind control and all this stuff. And I'm going to help people and try to do the best I can to make sure it doesn't happen to anybody else. And I've lived my life by that. And I'm telling you, You know, I've never been prouder of myself for the fact that I really have made a commitment to be here for people that are hurting. And that doesn't mean I give the people that are nothing but con artists, charlatans, and this world's full of them. But real abuse victims, SRA people, you can't act your way through that. You especially can't do it with me. And they don't even try, you know, to waste my time that way. I'm really proud of the people that have taken the information that I've talked about and made it their own. I mean, I'm so proud of you. I can't say what an honor it is to know the people that I've met at the Free Your Mind Conference and just talking to different people on Skype. It's really, it's been a hell of a journey for me, but I did get what I said, you know, before I incarnated here. I said, I'm going to take a double dose of Earth and learn what I got to learn because I don't want to come back here. And I look at people like Robert Frost, the poet, and he said, life is punitive. And in a way, it is. We're here, and this place is full of all kinds of unnecessary suffering. I mean, it's a louche factory. Human misery feeds the demons, and they've set up this society to feed the demons. Well, why are the elite hammered down so much right now? Because they're scared to death. That DARPA project that was looking through all the information they gleaned from the web, all the prophecies, all the high tech, looking down the timeline stuff, and they saw it just kept converging to the same thing over and over again in 2023. Total repudiation of the elite. I mean, how many prophecies are out there that say, you know, I mean, there's a lot of different cultures that say at the end of the age, and this is the age of Pisces, which is being ended, the spirit of Creator will be poured out all over the world. And we're in a consciousness holodeck. We're all knit together. And the world we're getting is the sum total of our hearts and minds. Pretty ugly. But that's what you get when you follow and obey psychopaths and criminals. I mean, Jesus Christ told you, don't obey psychopaths and criminals. Don't obey evil people. Well, you knew better than Jesus Christ, obviously. I'm not so sure that I know better than Jesus Christ. I mean, when you're told, you know, to cleave to what is good and to shun what is evil, if it's not a law in your heart and mind, you're doing it wrong. that simple. But the only thing keeping these pedophile child killers in power is a thought. It's a perspective. And David Icke talks about this. Everybody's grooving on their lie. Well, when people start to starve, they're going to ask some questions. So it's up to us who are aware right now to put the correct information on flash drives and hard drives, external hard drives, now when we can, because I believe that Klaus Schwab's cyber polygon was just like Event 201. It was a warning to all those in the cult that this is what we're doing, this is where we're going, prepare accordingly. So, they're blaming Russia for the Ukraine war, but Russia had no choice. They didn't have a choice. You can't let 11 to 25 bioweapons labs on your doorstep when they're in public asking for RNA that's Russian. I mean, anybody that's involved in gain-of-function research knows what that means. It means, look out, they're coming for you. So, and it's funny, in the first few days of the Russian-Ukraine invasion, if you looked at the pattern of where the Russian forces were going, they lined up almost perfectly with the locations of the bioweapons labs. Just a coincidence. And yet we know there are no coincidences. So the only thing holding the elite in power is a thought. So what happens when the military and the police change their mind? Now, true, 15% of the people in the military are, if not more, are absolutely possessed dark occult generational Satanists. And they're going to follow Molech right into the pit, right into the wood chipper. Even though I told people that are suffering from this spiritual and mental disease, you use EFT, you gain knowledge of natural law, you do meditations like is recommended by Dr. Joe Dispenza, you can actually kick the devil spirits out and get your soul back, literally. Get yourself on the throne of your own consciousness once again. Takes a lot of effort, but it can be done. Not impossible. Maybe that's what you signed up for. A really tough nut to crack, because you knew this was the end of the age of Pisces and you wanted to really get all you could out of the Earth school. You know, just a way of looking at it. And who knows? I mean, with this engineered collapse coming, will the worst or the best come out in people? I think that's up to us, isn't it? I can tell you for sure that devil spirits, they don't function well around love. They don't function around truth. They just go, pfft. It's amazing. I mean, there were times when my father was completely out of his mind. Drunk, high on drugs. I mean, violently dangerous. I mean, we're talking about a mass murderer who's off his rocker. And he'd come at me a couple of times and, like, we're talking about kicking doors in. That kind of level of out-of-your-mind rage. And I calmed him down. And, you know, when Jesus Christ says, you know, a word of peace is what you need against that kind of rage. Yeah, that and a decent rifle. Just a joke. But I'm saying, in your heart and mind is the most powerful transmitter and receiver of frequency and information on the planet. That's you. The most powerful transmitter and receiver of frequency and information is you. 40 million bits of information from your conscious mind. 400 million. 4 million from the conscious mind. Yeah, sorry about this. 4 million from the conscious mind. 40 million from the subconscious. Every second, the most powerful receiver and transmitter. When you have a thought or a feeling, it goes instantaneously all around the world. Did you know that? So the thing is, what are the dark occult child killers afraid of? Well, with the human race knit together in their minds and hearts, the whole human race could change their worldview and their perspective on the turn of a dime. Seriously. That is basically building on a castle of sand. Having a foundation of sand. The elite have nothing that they can be sure of, that they can be, confident in. Because who runs this consciousness holodeck are the masses. That's why they want to control what the masses know, what they think, what they feel. And if it isn't obvious now to everyone, left, right, and center, politically, spiritually, morally, that this whole thing is controlled by a minute, 200,000 people worldwide. 200,000 people against 7.8 billion. When it comes to awareness and heart and the frequency of thought, the elite have no power compared to the collective power of the heart and mind of the masses in this holodeck. And everything is basically a reflection of the sum total of the heart and mind, of the consciousness, of the human race. That's what we're seeing. What is your life? It is a boomerang back to you of what you're broadcasting to the Godhead. 40 million bits of information every second to the Godhead. And then it comes back to you in the experiences of your life. So if you want to change the experiences of your life from dark to light, you might want to reprogram your subconscious and take all that falsehood that was given to you in the programmable state and through EFT and meditation and the Word of God. And believe me, you know, I want to make this clear to people, and I started to mention this. You'll see some talks of mine where I don't talk very well about status quo Christianity. In fact, I'm pretty much, you know, culturally, you know, I love the story of Christ and the whole Old and New Testament. There's just tons of things to learn in those writings. But, I mean, I've been kicked out of so many churches for asking simple questions. I got kicked out of a Bible study group when George W. Bush stole the election from Al Gore. And I said, you know, illegally, the Supreme Court got involved, and it was a state election issue. But they said it was a miracle of God that Bush got in rather than the communist Gore. And I was like, God doesn't steal elections, you know? Make a decision. You can be in the world and not of it. Thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.